disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible.
Tomorrow is a big day. I can't wait for tomorrow. All these little plans and things to see if that beer I came up with. But it's not really me coming up with it. It's me giving ideas, and then the people really doing the work are the ones who figured out how to make it. But tomorrow at Four Peaks in Tempe, we're going to be out there. I'm probably get there about 5 o'clock. Rolling on Holmberg bound.
How soon, like, once you get there, are you going to take a drink immediately? Like,
I think
straight to the bar to try it?
Not sure, but I think they're bringing us growlers tomorrow. But I'm not sure I want to try it until I get there. Like, I want to try it there. Just I want to be like everybody else and
We can do it on the air in the morning.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to go with the people to the thing and just go, here we go, let's all try it together.
A huge toast.
Yeah, just a big toast, and let's see how this thing goes down.
I'll take one of the growlers, and if I don't like it, I won't show up to the bar.
There you go. That's fine. Yeah, and it's beer. You don't have to like it, but it's a great cause, and it's for to help out the Humane Society. They're going to be out there with us, too, at the Tempe Four Peaks. I can never remember the name of that street, but everybody knows where the Tempe Four Peaks is. It's like 8th, and it's a damn street I can never remember. But there, everybody's been drunk there. Everybody's had a great time there. I looked in there. It's not. I don't believe it's there.
It's basically Dorsey and 8th Street.
Dorsey and 8th Street.
University of McClintock's the closest major cross street.
Dorsey. That's the road you're looking for. That's the one I can never remember. But it's right there off of Dorsey and 8th Street in Tempe. And you get good and blasted there, and we'll have a good time. So I'll be out there about 5. We'll taste it together. We'll try it out, and then it'll be at our comedy show on the 16th. All the proceeds from this thing are going directly to our friends at the Humane Society, which is great, and that's why it's called Holmberg Bound. Zach over there at Four Peaks popped up with that, and we were trying to come up with names and stuff and all sorts of things going around. And he's like, Holmberg Bound is pretty solid, like the movie Homeward Bound. It's about dogs. It's perfect. The logo's cool. I love it. They got me a tap for my tap at home. Oh, that's so cool. So I can't wait, and we want you guys to show up tomorrow. So come by and test out the beer. And then, of course, if you can't do it then, we're going to have a bunch of other events you can go try it out. As Four Peaks going to roll this thing out in a bunch of different directions, trying to raise money for the furry one. So if you're a furry lover.
We'll have it at Porkopolis.
Yeah, you're going to have it at Porkopolis,
sure,
too.
I'm not sure when the tap happens, probably this week sometime.
Golden. Yeah, we'll get them out there to all the places that'll take it. So all the events we got going on and everything we're doing with it, can't say thanks enough to Four Peaks. I mean, these guys are absolute awesome people putting this together for us. And then, of course, the Humane Society, who I love, and I want them to go out of business someday. So the more we can do for them, the better. And once it runs out, hopefully we'll have enough for the entire year or next month, too. But once it runs out, then we're going to only use it for special occasions, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be a specialty beer. And if it's really good, it'll be one of those in-demand specialty beers.
John, here's your perfect opportunity.
What's
for
that?
Christmas gifts.
Oh, beers?
Give them growlers of your
of
beer.
Me.
Is that conceited?
Yes. It's perfect. I will do that. It's a great idea.
That's a great gift.
It's a growler for you.
It's a great gift, but it is. It's not really a great gift. More, it is just a great pat on my own back. It is very self-serving.
It's for charity, man.
If not, if you're giving it away.
Well, if somebody's buying it, you're buying it.
Well, I would get it for free. My name's on it. That's ridiculous. I would do that. But if I'm actually buying, then I've got to tell people, it's like, and I bought this. People wouldn't believe it if you gave something of your own to them.
I would be happy
to buy your. You mean it's like me giving a bottle of sauce out?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's still kind of,
but you buy it wholesale. You're not buying full price sauce.
What's the difference?
There's a difference.
You produce sauce.
There's a difference now because if
beer,
I go in,
but that's your gift.
That's a difference. There's a difference.
If you give that to your mom.
If I go in and get like, because I've got a super discount and I'm giving everybody bottles of sauce. If I go, I have to pay full. It's different if I do it. He's like, wow, John's giving out all the sauce that he went and bought. You know, it's like you actually went out and did it. If you go out and look for discounts for people in mass and it's your name on it, you're kind of being a dick, don't you think?
Well, that's what companies do all the time.
It's companies. They have no soul. Brady's
going to be on that side of it.
Yeah, individuals. Of course you are, but individuals
are not. I've been doing that for my family for years. I buy pens in bulk with their name on it.
That's an insensitive. You're bad.
No, with my name on it.
Right.
Promo items.
Promo items. Yeah, now, if I went into the promo closet and grabbed a bunch of Holmberg's Morning Sickness shirts and said, hey, Mark, I'll give you $20 for 50 of these. And he goes, sure. And then I'm handing those out. I'm kind of a dick. Don't you think?
I think it's great, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great thing because being a dick is funny. But it is kind of a dick. It's an insensitive, like, thoughtless gift.
Imagine your mom's face. You give her your shirt.
Celebrate me this holiday season, Mom. With more me. Hey, happy holidays. Here's some me and a little more me.
Just
see you later.
Do it for the reaction.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to wrap it. Took the time. Or I have it wrapped. With giant Holmberg's Morning Sickness
and he had fun with it. Same thing.
What?
Like when with Chuck at the end. There's always a picture. You do a nice elaborate
picture. But what I would buy them.
And that was the point of it. That was the funny.
But it was in a like a $200 frame.
Yeah.
Well, I would get them like a super like awesome leather or platinum frame, and then I'd put a picture of myself in there. The joke was the picture. The gift was an actual really nice frame.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm not going out there and getting some $2 frame and throwing a shot of me. And the joke was the naked picture of me. The frames were actually really nice. But what are you going to do? You can't go out and give your discounted wares of yourself to people, Brady. Please don't. You can give as an extra, as a stocking stuffer and a gift.
Sure.
But that can't be the gift. You can't give it. You're not doing that, are you?
Yeah, you throw in some
What's
meat.
What's that? There's certain people that'll get it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people you don't care that much about.
That's not true.
That is true. Here's a bottle of sauce. I love you very much.
Yeah, what?
People love the – I mean, that's
I know they like the sauce, but come on.
These are like low-level friends.
I don't,
friends
you know why?
Because
it costs a lot.
These aren't high-end pals, though, that you go out and get the bottles of sauce for. They're clients.
Well, I don't – I'm trying to think of high-end pals that I mean,
like me, and I hope Richard and Eric. I mean, we hope to be good friends. I mean, you don't have high-end pals.
And all your other friends. But I bring up – when I come over to your house, what I do most of the time, it's not necessarily good for your – birthday or something. Like if I'm coming over to your house, I'll bring up rather than a bottle of wine.
That's different. That's
sorry,
not
I didn't mean to bring this up.
Yeah, I know.
Brady's
but that's
on
not
his heels.
That's why Laser hates you. He's not a high end pal.
Hey, another bottle of sauce. Merry Christmas, Brady's celebrating Brady again. I'm talking about Christmas.
I'm saying high end or whatever. They're all the same.
Yeah, at Christmas time, it's a little different. It's a
I forgot about Brady's sauce thing when I brought it up.
You come by and bring a bottle of sauce or a bottle of wine to somebody's housewarming party or just like a get together. That's fine. Because they're not supposed to, but Christmas time, you're supposed
to
actually
Brady. You're
fall.
Good. You're all right.
You keep it up.
John, stop it. I want my Christmas bonus this year. Last year, Brady gave us hotel shampoos and soaps, signed all the waiters and bartenders at Porkopolis.
It's akin to that.
Yeah, but.
Because technically you paid for the room.
Low-end friend. Low-end.
Here's some towels and a robe I didn't use.
I spent money on that. I put my name on those little bottles.
I know.
Name tags.
I get that.
Okay.
Still a low-level gift. You should rethink that. It's not a very thoughtful gift. Let's say that.
It's laying around in your garage.
Right.
I guess it's better than nothing than all the other stuff.
It's a nice thought to people that you don't really care about. Like, in a way, it's like, hey, client, great job. I love you. Here's some sauce, a bottle of sauce. Oh, Brady, give me a nice bottle of sauce. He didn't have to do that. That's like Jeremy. You'd get Jeremy a bottle of sauce. You know him.
He's very low level.
My man.
He's not high end enough.
You're not even on the sauce guy.
My man.
Man, you can't even get a bottle of sauce out of Brady.
Like, you wouldn't get Ronnie a bottle of sauce.
That's the thing. You know, you are throwing it out there like, that's no big deal. It's pretty. You can't give everyone a bottle of sauce.
I didn't say that,
Brady. Well, I know. But you're saying, I don't think it reacts that way. I don't think people react the way that you're talking
not,
about it.
No.
It's nice to even bring something.
Yes.
How
about we're not talking about like your good
do the
friends
replay,
or friends. No, this is good.
No.
Your friends and family that are close to you, if you got everybody a bottle of sauce, it's insensitive. As the same would be if I said, hey, bottle of Holmberg's Growler, bottle of Holmberg's Growler. It just seems self-serving to you. And everybody's like, wow, that was really kind of somebody else did all the work and you just kind
Merry
of
Merry Christmas, here's your bottle of sauce.
If it's someone close to you. If I gave it to Jeremy, it's a nice gift because I don't really like or know him that well. Right? I know you. We text. You send me an inordinate amount of memes that I laugh at. You're very funny. I don't hang out with a guy.
Sure.
He's in the bottle of sauce category. That's what I'm saying. It's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't give it to Ronnie.
She's got it every year.
She gets a bottle. Right. You know better. Yeah. It just seems like you're promoting your restaurant rather than a thoughtful gift.
Right.
Right.
Or you're promoting yourself.
You're promoting yourself rather than a thoughtful gift. Holmberg's Morning Sickness shirts to people you care about comes across as a real prick move. Wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe that you actually think that. You're just trying to get out of this. All right, let's have a vote. Holmberg's morning sickness shirts to the people you care most about. Would I be a prick?
Yeah.
It's a prick move.
Yeah.
Now, what would be really surprising if you started handing out Stubbs barbecue sauce? Here's some sauce. You're really going to like this. I'm like, oh, man, the man knows sauce. He's handing out some delightful difference ones.
A variety pack. Don't want to promote myself. That would be weird in the holiday season.
Especially the
holidays. That's why I have six different flavors, John.
Right.
If you hand it to somebody in like just the middle of July here.
Right.
You
know, it's a great surprise.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Yeah. But like.
Yeah. Holidays.
So Christmas is a gift under the tree or something.
Right. You want to wrap? Oh.
That's the
prick. Condiments. Thanks.
Kirby unwraps it.
Yeah. Do that. Put a bottle of sauce in a giant box.
It seems like it would be like Ronnie giving you a gift card for a manicure.
From her.
From her.
Yeah. I've gotten that.
You've gotten a gift card and unwrapped it for the holidays.
Yeah.
You have.
For a manicure? Or from not her. A manicure.
For what?
Yeah.
She got you. You guys have never done that. But you know, because you hear now how wrong it would be.
Jeez.
She handed out to all her friends. There you go. There you go. Discount. Not even like a full thing.
You're just on the client
10%
list.
10% off. You're a client. You get a little holiday treat back. You give your pool guy, your mailman, you know.
People you don't care about.
Not even that you don't care about. I mean, you don't have a deep relationship with them, and you don't mind if they think it's a little self-serving. And they're not going to judge the price.
It's not self-serving. I think it's pretty nice when you leave something like a pool guy or something like that.
Right, but it's the pool guy.
Yeah, and they would reciprocate. They'd give, here's a coupon for free pool service.
They promote themselves. Yeah. Nobody's judging the gifts because you're not really that close.
Your buddy owns a tow truck company. Here's a free tow.
Yeah. I drive Uber.
Here's
$30 off Uber.
Here's a credit. Cab fare.
Here's a credit.
A guy.
Yeah,
you're from a cab driver.
Well, he's trying to make me deals all the time.
Now, I'm friends with my pool guy, and we have a deal that we're not doing any of that nonsense because it makes us seem like we're not friends.
Yeah.
Here's my T-shirt and some. Here's Big Dog pool card and a Big Dog $10 off next month. We're not really friends, are we? No.
Not so much.
Okay. That's why these gifts are so crappy. I get it. We should have just skipped this part. Now it's a have to, not a want to. Anyway. I like your sauce. I like your sauce.
Hopefully I like your beer.
Well, I'm going to get you a nice T-shirt. You don't have to. You probably won't. You're not a beer guy. Maybe you won't. I'm not saying
red ale.
Sure. It's an IPA. It's a red IPA. You may not like it. I don't care. I have no problem with people not liking stuff of mine. Doesn't bother me at all. But the people who do, that's great. And if you want to do it for a good cause, even better. I'm not going to force it down your throat. You don't have to like everything.
There's plenty of other beers to drink.
Absolutely.
To show up and support.
Does not bother me. I may not like it. It's hitting all my buttons, but we'll see.
Four Peaks is usually pretty
solid. Four Peaks is solid, and we're basing it off of Wet Knot, which I absolutely love. So, there you go. Yeah. Bottle of sauce. We always make fun of that. Tony Bennett, bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
It seems kind of, because he can get it free in the back. Either way, we got What Would Brady Do, and we now know what Brady would do. We may have to, I think we ran
bottle
out of time
of
for the... Guadalupe replay. It's 98 KUPD. See you Tuesday, tomorrow night, 5 o'clock at Four Peaks in Tempe.
It's out of control now. 98
KUPD. Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.